We continue with the recitation as well as the commentary of Surah Ar-Rahman. Surah Ar-Rahman is that surah which is known as Arusul Quran, the bridegroom of the noble Quran. It is in the surah that the verses, Fabi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban, which of the bounties of your Lord do you deny? This verse has been repeated 31 times. And by reciting the verse continuously, the reader feels a sense of joy and spiritual enlightenment. Even those listening to the recitation experience a sense of elation and happiness. And it is for that reason that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had informed us of the high position of this surah. Now, in this surah it is mentioned, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Whoever fears the standing before his sustainer will have two gardens. And that is mentioned in verse number 46. And moving further on to verse number 62, Allah then says, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانَ. Apart from those two, there are another two gardens. So the first two gardens are probably for the السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. And then there are another two gardens which are for the أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ, the people of the right. And what do these gardens entail? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? مُدْهَامَّتَانَ. Dark green in color, close to black. That is how Allah describes them, as mudhammatan, which means dark green with foliage. The word is deprived from idhimam, signifying of a meadow or garden to become dark green hue, inclining to black by reasons of abundance of moisture or irrigation. And this description is not assigned to the first two gardens. This does not imply that they do not have this quality. And the first two gardens are described as Dawata Afnan, having lots of branches. This comprehends the quality of dark green as well. So this is the description of the gardens of paradise that is given as in the verses of Surah Rahman. Going further, Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ نَضَّاخَتَانَ. Therein are two gushing springs. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? The gushing springs are part of the bounties of Allah. فِيهِمَا فَاكِهَةُ وَنَخْلُ وَرُمَّانَ. Therein are fruits and date palms and pomegranates. The dates and the pomegranates of this world should not be compared to those of the year after. Allah alone knows the nature and the appearance of the date palms and the pomegranates and the dates of the future. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? Moving further, Allah describes the bounties of Jannah by speaking of the women of Jannah and says, فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ. In all the gardens are women, excellent and beautiful. The word khayratun, translated as good, refers to the good character of these women. Hisan, translated as gorgeous, refers to women who have beautiful features. So these qualities too will be common in the maidens of both gardens to which have been made reference to in these verses. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ. Which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. They are maidens confined to tents. We learn from this that the excellent and distinctive quality of a woman is that she remains within the confines of the home. That is how Allah describes the women of Jannah confined to their tents. Similarly, those women in this world who are confined to their homes, they have attained the quality of the maidens of Jannah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ. Which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. Whom neither men nor jinn have touched before. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ. Which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى رَفْرَفٍ خُضْرٍ وَأَبْقَرِيٍ حِسَانٍ. Reclining on green couches and expensive, beautiful mattresses. On marvelously beautiful mattresses. So in this verse, they are reclining on rafrafin. Rafraf means silk fabric, greenish in color, which is used to make carpets, pillows, cushions, and other items of decoration. It is mentioned in the Arabic language that they are embellished with the floral patterns, and they are mushajjar. Also the noun that comes, abqariyin hisan. The word abqari refers to every fine, beautiful fabric of material, and the same word also comes for all good things and great things, like it was used for Umar radiallahu anhu, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is an abqari. Allah then terminates the surah by speaking about his own qualities. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the bounties of his sustainer are you going to deny? تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Very blessed is the name of your sustainer, who is full of majesty and glory. Very blessed is Allah, who has been so kind and so bountiful to his loyal servants, that if we were to ponder, if we were to consider, then the essential excellence in all bounties is in the blessedness of the name of Allah. All these bounties are acquired by taking the name of Allah. That is where it all starts and that is where it all ends. Surah Rahman is replete with the verses that calls our attention to the blessings, the boons and the bounties and the favors of Allah. And in conclusion, the verses that have been put gives us an essence of the whole surah, that what can one say about the pure Allah? Even his name is glorious. All divine boons and bounties subsist by virtue of the name of Allah. Allah, the pure, the most high, he knows best. And it is in this regard that in this verse and in the subsequent verses, with regards to the mention of Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised the Muslimin that recite Dhul Jalali wal Ikram abundantly and use it in your du'as. Let's say, Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, and that will be a means of the acceptance of your du'as. Hazrat Sauban radiallahu anhu reports that after the Farz Salah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to recite, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Wallah, you are peace, and all peace comes from you. You are blessed, O Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, O the possessor of majesty and benevolence. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once heard a person making dua by saying, Ya Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, your dua is accepted. Now ask whatever you please. Now ask whatever you please. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu narrates that once he was sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when another person completed his salah and said, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka lakal hamdu la ilaha illa anta al-mannanu badiyus samawati wal ard ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya hayyu ya qayyum. The person said in his supplication, O Allah, I'm supplicating to you because all praise belongs to you alone. La ilaha illa ant, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Badiu samawati wal ard, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, O the possessor of majesty and benevolence, O the ever living, O the guardian. After listening to the supplication, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this man has supplicated by that name of Allah, which a person is guaranteed whatever he asks for. He has taken such an intercession that will never be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we gain from this blessed surah, Surah Ar-Rahman, that is replete with the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from those who reflect on the verses of the Quran. May Allah make us from those who understand the great wisdom of the Quran. May Allah make us from those who take heed of the messages from the Quran and loves our lives according to the guidance of the Quran. That brings us to the end of our reflection and our commentary of Surah Ar-Rahman, the 55th Surah of the Noble Quran. And now we move on to our next Surah. And inshallah, tomorrow or the subsequent day, we begin with Surah Al-Qamar, which is the Surah which speaks of the splitting of the moon. And it is the 54th Surah of the Noble Quran.